Some passage this afternoon is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. Another time, Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath? To do good or to do evil? To save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard about all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him to keep the people from crowding him, for he has healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the impure spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." But he gave them strict orders not to tell others about him. This afternoon, we're very glad to have Pastor Suhandi to share with us God's Word. Sermon title today is Hated and Loved. Pastor Su, please.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ. Glad to be back here to share with you the Word of God. Today, as Brother Timothy begins with the worship and the scripture verse that he chosen was the scripture verse that I chose during our wedding day almost 15 years ago. So it reminded me of how wonderful God has been to us, to me. Thanks, the worship team.
Okay. Can you show the PowerPoint, please? Thank you. Is it on? Okay. Anyone disagree that this is a cute baby? Yep. Nobody disagree, right? Okay, I'm glad we are on the same page. But there are many things in life that somehow not everyone is on the same page because of things that you've gone through in your life. Sometimes it's about the angle where you look at the thing. This is a picture of the mountain from my hometown, Bintan Island. There's a Bintan Mountain. On the left, you see twin peaks. On the right, you see single peak. So is it the same mountain or different mountain? Answer, it is the same mountain, but one is taken from the 3 o'clock, one is taken from the 6 o'clock angle. It has two peaks, but from one angle, it is only single peak, right? Another picture, do you see a young girl or do you see an old lady? This is a very old picture since about 3 decades, 4 decades ago about paradigm shift. Some people will see it a young lady, some people will see an old lady. Why is that so? Because you come from different perspective. Not everything is as clear as black and white, depending on your cultural background, your education, your nurture, life experience, and nowadays the social media influence. They will somehow swing you towards a certain direction that makes you make certain decisions about certain president, a certain policy, a certain something. That's why what Jesus did, even though we as Christians believe it to be good, to be nice, to be godly, it is also receiving different opinions from the people. And before we get into the message, let us come to the Lord and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, We come before you, ask that you help, lead and guide us, particularly your servant here, to be able to convey your message clearly, that what I convey, Lord, will be according to your will be edifying to the church and glorifying to you. Speak, O Lord, we want to listen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So thanks, Brother Timothy, for reading out. I will read it one more time for all of us. And Jesus heals on the Sabbath, Mark 3:1-12. Another time Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, the Pharisees and the crowd, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts. Said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard about all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions around, across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him to keep the people from crowding him. For he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the impure spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." But he gave them strict orders not to tell others about him. Who are the Pharisees? I know all of us know that Pharisees are people against Jesus during Jesus' time, against his ministry and the disciples' ministry. But do you know that the Pharisees were actually people like you and me who feared God? How do they come about? The Pharisees actually came about during the 400 years intertestamental period between the Old Testament and the New Testament, the 400 years when God stopped speaking to them. That is a punishment God has given to the Israelites. Why? Because the Israelites has been so stubborn, keep on getting back to sin again and again. So finally, God remained away. And during that 400 years, the group of Israelites, perhaps they gathered their theologians, their scientists, everyone to come together. What should we do so that God will return to us? And they come about and they discuss and say that we have to think of how should we do so that we do not cross the line again. So maybe on Sabbath, we should not do anything. Maybe we should not cross 1 mile. How do they calculate 1 mile? I do not know. Across this line, you are working. Before this line, you are not working. Carrying things like that, you are working. Without that, you are not working. So they probably have a lot of conferences that come up with their, some people say, about a few thousand rules and regulations of not to do. So this group of people are very devout, very kiasu kiasi against God. Don't want to cross God again, you see. But their fear of being cut off from God become a legalism that has gone too far. Gone too far. That they forgot the reason for God to came out with the Ten Commandments. It is actually for God to have relationship with man and for man to have relationship with one another. So, Pharisees came out, they meant well, but they went to the extreme. So it is because of that, the event of Jesus healing the man with the shriveled hand on Sabbath, you have to see at actually the Pharisees, who originally meant good, they want to protect their nation from further punishment from God. So that anyone cross the line is something bad, you see. So when they see that Jesus do something on Sabbath, this guy must be the enemy of God. Right? But to the less learned people, the crowd who crowding him, they only see this is a great teacher, someone with great power, someone sent by God. The only group that has the great, the truest perspective of God are the impure spirits. They know that he is Son of God. But Jesus asked them not to speak out. And at the end of the day, Jesus was crucified. When I look at the story, I think for myself, if I were Jesus and I want to win everyone's favor, what should I do? What would I do? The man with the shriveled hand, he has been having shriveled hand for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years of his life, right? Wait one more day, can or not? Why must heal him on that particular day? Why must you purposely go and step on the toes of the Pharisees, who is the group of people with power during that time? But Jesus is not a politician. Jesus is not a person who cares about compromising. He would not postpone his miracle. He would not discuss the concern of the people holding the power during that time. He wouldn't use this as a political stage to win favor of the people so that he can have a, you know, restoration of the nation of Israel. He wouldn't. Let us reflect. Sometimes in our lives, are we trying too hard to please everyone? The truth is this, brothers and sisters in Christ, we cannot please everyone. There are certainly people who are not happy, even with a good thing that you are doing. For instance, if you walk past somewhere and, you know, Queen Street, there's a temple, and along the temple there are many people selling tissue paper. Are those people selling tissue paper poor people? I tell you the truth, many of them have incomes greater than average of us here, maybe $3,000-$4,000 a month. The newspaper interviewed, some of them say that on average they have $300 to $400 per day. You times 30, how much money that will be? So when you give money to the poor selling tissue paper, you think you are doing good. Some of your friends will say that, oh, don't do that, you know they are richer than you. But in your heart you may think that, doesn't matter, I want to do good to the person. It could be that that particular one is really a person in need. You never know. You never know. But there are surely people who are against what you are doing. How do we remain faithful, knowing that there are certainly oppositions to our faith, to our Christian living, to our mission? Even for Grace Church to do the mission activities that we are doing, I tell you, and you know it, there are people among us who are against it. Ah, oh, Pastor Suhandi talk about missions and missions again. Can talk about other thing or not? True? True, right? Yeah. At least be honest with yourself, lah. Because that is the truth. Because human, after you hear so many times nagging, you will have that kind of a negative thoughts or opposition thoughts, Okay, so in today's text, one of the things that I want to tell you is this. Obedience to God will certainly bring opposition. Obedience to God will certainly bring opposition. Doing good will be criticized. Good to one side is wrong, can be wrong to another side, depending on the angle where they are looking at it. From the side of the patient, the man with the shriveled hand, you are doing something good to me. From the eyes of the Pharisees, he is violating the law of God, which is greater than the need of the man. Speaking truth invites anger. When Jesus challenged the people, challenged the Pharisee, is it lawful to do good or to do evil? Is it lawful to save life or to kill on the Sabbath? The answer for the Pharisee is that all are bad. Whether you do good or do bad, when you do to that extent, you are already crossing the line. But he is provoking them. He is provoking them perhaps for the sake of teaching the crowd. But we all know the truth, brothers and sisters. Sometimes when you speak of the truth, the person listening to it may not accept it and may become defensive. As a father, when I see my son, my daughter doing bad things, and then say, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that again? You speak the truth. Do you think that they will be saying, yes, I'm sorry, Papa? They will not. They will become offensive and they want to fight back. They say that, I only do this one. I only do that one. True or not? So sometimes when you speak the truth in parenting, when you speak the truth in a too sharp a manner, it invites anger instead of repentance. When you try to live righteously, you expose the hypocrisy. Jesus, when he did the right thing, he exposed the hypocrisy that the Pharisees has been promoting. What kind of hypocrisy that I'm talking about? The hypocrisy of trying to maintain the facade of following God when forgetting the essential thing inside the law of God, which is love. And I tell you the truth that many of the Pharisees, actually, they do not know, because they are too far fallen in following the do's and don'ts. They forgot the spirit behind the Ten Commandments, from which the 600 or 6,000 over rules of the Pharisees came about. They sincerely want to follow the rules. They forgot the core from where the rules came out. And as a result, obedience leads to persecution. The Pharisees then conspire with their people from different groups, but similarly don't like Jesus and want to kill him. Darren Lim and Evelyn Tan are two MediaCorp artists. I don't know whether they're still with MediaCorp. But these are also two Christians who are very vocal and devout in their Christian living. And because of their conviction on certain do's and don'ts, if you know that normally in the shooting of certain drama series or certain movie, before the shooting began, they will have a kind of altar and worship and sacrifice to animal. This couple, they refused to participate in those. And because of their refusal to participate in those activities, they are cut out from majority of the contracts and movies and dramas that is available for them. As a result, they have to be outside and doing their own thing. That impacted them economically, opportunity-wise, less, because Singapore is a pluralistic society. People will expect them to be tolerant, but to them, being tolerant in this aspect is not right. And I don't think that they are like the Pharisee, but they are just drawing the line not to do what is wrong. And I think God continue to provide for them for what they have, and then continue to produce good programs. Recently, we watched that program, what? Screen Time? No Screen Time, that one. It's also related to them, about how children should be away from the handphone too much. Good programs without compromising our Christian values. Questions that we can ponder, brothers and sisters. Have you ever experienced rejection or opposition because of your faith? How do you respond? How did you respond? Have you ever suffered for your faith and discipleship journey? Sometimes people say that I never suffer, Lee Pastor. I just follow them, everything they do, I also do. Lo. So they never know I'm a Christian. If we are like that, then I pray that you will repent and try to change to become better. Because if we are the same, completely the same as the world, then we are not the salt and the light of the world anymore. But if you suffered for your faith, suffered for your Christian living, I pray that God will take care of you, protect you, and continue to guide you. Obedience to God will draw others to Christ. So it's not just about the bad thing. If we are obedient to God, favor and doors will open for us as well. In the passage that we read earlier on, what Jesus did draw attention from people from all regions, Jerusalem, Judea, Idumea, Tyre, Sidon. They come, they want to see what is happening. And those people may not even be Jewish, but what he did is so great that attracts their attention. God's power is revealed through his faithful servant. Jesus continued to perform miracles, continued to heal many, continued to teach along the way that people are amazed, not just by what he did, but also by what he taught. Spiritual forces confirm his true identity, that Jesus is the Son of God. When we are doing what God is asking us to do, rest assured, God will open the door for opportunity to arise. But that is not what we are seeking. That is a byproduct of obeying God. So pray that those of us who are trying to do the right thing, you will see God's help along the way. When we are doing the right thing, God may bless us in the visible manner with blessings that is visible. At that point of time, do you notice that there are someone else around us who are searching for the truth but has yet to encounter Jesus? There could be people who are struggling, domestic helpers, construction workers, others who are visibly sad for whatever reason. How can we be a witness to them? I was watching a documentary from Channel News Asia about teachers from the Crest School, Spectra School, teachers from those more special school of people who cannot do well. The teachers say that there's one Malay kid who are visibly quiet, don't want to answer every time, one word answer, and then missing for school for more than 1 week. And then when she found out what happened, the kid is so poor that don't even have money in the EZ-Link card to pay for the bus fare to go to the school. And the teacher cried in the interview. Do we have such case of people in need around us? Do we have the eyes, has the heart to observe there are people in need? That maybe God is telling us to do something about it. From a material way of helping that slowly may lead to spiritual way of reaching out to those people. Or are we so busy, absorbed in our own world? When we are working, we are busy with our own world, don't care about other people. When we are in the MRT, busy with our handphones most of the time, that we don't look left and right. I myself fallen into that many of the times. But God may place those people in need around us. If we observe those people in need, can you be a witness to them through your kind word or deeds to help them? That could be an opportunity that God placed for you to be a blessing, not just to the person, but also to you, you know. The Christian life, whether in Christian living or in mission, that we are living in Singapore, this is something for sure that we have to face. You have to expect to be loved and hated. You cannot please everyone, as I started. You will be hated by the opposition, standing on different perspective, different religion. But those people who may benefit from your kind deed, may be loved, may feel loved to you and drawn to you. And in the spiritual realm, obviously, the forces of darkness will not be happy. But what we do is what God intended for us to do. And I think we will be blessed accordingly. We will be blessed accordingly. May not be exactly in a physical form, but can be in other form. I went to Lazarus' mom's wake, and he said that the mom just go away peacefully like that is truly a blessing. And those of us who are present, we agree that yes, you look at the form lying in the coffin, so peaceful, just like sleeping, with a smile. It is a blessing. God's blessing is like that. When I'm doing my M ministry in urban Singapore, you look at the picture, you see how many people cover their head? Those people who cover their head are mostly M. And those people, they call me pastor. They call me pastor. And they thank me for what I'm doing among them. Because what I'm doing among them, with my co-workers, with my team, really help them. We listen to them, we pray for them. But there are others who are against it. There are others who are not happy for me even to put this picture up here, saying that, Swandi, it's very sensitive, you know. How can you put this in up here? I said, I'm not converting any M people to Christian. I'm not. I'm sharing the truth of Jesus, and if they want to follow the teaching of Jesus, they become followers of Jesus. I'm not converting them to Christianity. Obviously, those people who are against me, some are from the Christian community. Some are even from the missions community. On the left, we bring about 160 domestic workers to Gardens by the Bay. On the right, about 85 to the Bird Paradise. Thank God, when I am doing what God asked me to do, I have a friend who say that, Suhandi, anytime you want to go to Gardens by the Bay, Bird Park, Zoo, Hampalang, free. Just tell me in advance, I provide for you, free. So don't think that I am very rich, my ministry is very rich. No, all these are free. I am just helping to channel the blessing to them. I can't do it. God make me a conduit of the blessing to the people. This is my ministry in the neighboring island, the B Island. We reach out to the kampungs, providing free education to the kampung people who are quote-unquote illegal migrants. They are Indonesians, okay? But they are from other areas. So when they come to that island, they do not have the local residency, so they cannot go to the local school. Government don't care about them. We are the one who provide education for them. So these are some of them who graduated, we give them certificate, continue to provide other means for them. When we are doing these things, do you think that everyone are happy? Strangely, the local religious teacher, the Ustad, is the first one to stand up and defend us when other people want to stone our people. You know, we are doing the good work among the local people. We are doing the good work. At one time, some accusation come that we are trying to convert their people to Christianity. The Ustad stand up and say that, don't touch this leader. She is my daughter. They have been doing good for our village for so many years. I know what they are doing. They are not trying to convert us. Actually, we are praying for conversion, lah. But we are not doing that kind of a very abrupt thing. But you see, when you are doing good works the right way, even the people trying to defend us. But still, obviously, the power of darkness is against us. And at times, we are fighting against ourselves. So continue to pray for us, and if you may, you can also take part in our ministry. Remembering Raymond Cole. Who among us remember Raymond Cole? My ministry in Pulau Batam was started by him. He was the pioneer. I'm able to take part in the ministry because of his disappearance that my friend, Pastor John's friend Gregory, started to shoulder the ministry. He was faithful in doing the ministry to the ends in Malaysia, in Indonesia. His work inspired many churches and missions, and the MBBs look up to him. But the local devout M and the critical M feared him and challenged by him. February 13, 2016, that was just a few years ago, we celebrate the 8th year of his disappearance. He was abducted, kidnapped, and most probably killed. If in the past 2,000 years ago, we have Jesus who did the right thing, but hated and loved. Raymond Cole is one who was hated and loved, and he himself was abducted and probably killed. Knowing what is at stake, you may lose your job, you may lose your income. Will you continue to serve and be a Christian, be a disciple? How can you take part being a disciple following Jesus' example? You cannot just choose to be loved. For what we are doing certainly will divide. The light, when they come, shine and reveal, there will be the shadow that created. You cannot just choose all the glory, all the laughter, all the love without being hated because you are doing something against the opposition. These are some concluding thoughts that I already shared with the admin to put in the bulletin. I hope that after the sermon today, we can spend some time to think about these few questions. Have you ever experienced rejection because of the faith? Is there someone in your life in need of the truth? Are you aware? How are you going to share the truth? But at the risk of you may be rejected or it may implicate your job, what is the one step you can take this week to be bolder in sharing your faith? How can you be involved in missions or even just living out your life? Well, are involved in mission, in prayer, giving, and going. Let us bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we give thanks. We give thanks for allowing us this time to reflect that you came to do the will of God the Father. You came not to win the favor of everyone, for sure there are opposition against you, and yet you remain faithful and you do the thing that you are asked to do. And you similarly, you are challenging us to do likewise in our day-to-day Christian living and in our life as a witness, a testimony to what you have done. Pray that, Lord, you give us courage, you give us your favor, your blessing, so that in times of trial, we can stand firm with our conviction in you. In times of opportunity to share, we will be bold to share about your love. We pray that you be with us. Thank you, Lord. Be with my brothers and sisters here in this pluralistic Singapore, that we can indeed shine for you, be the salt you intended us to be, and win your favor. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.